Testimony Treasures, Volume 1, Chapter 33, Proper Observance of the Sabbath. December 25, 1865, I was shown that there has been too much slackness in regard to the observance of the Sabbath. There has not been promptness to fulfill the secular duties within the 6 working days which God has given to man, and carefulness not to infringe upon 1 hour of the holy sacred time which he has reserved to himself. There is no business of man's that should be considered of sufficient importance to cause him to transgress the 4th precept of Jehovah. There are cases in which Christ has given permission to labor even on the Sabbath in saving the life of men or of animals. But if we violate the letter of the 4th commandment for our own advantage from a pecuniary point of view, we become Sabbath breakers and are guilty of transgressing all the commandments, for if we offend in one point, we are guilty of all. If, in order to save property, we break over the express command of Jehovah, where is the stopping place? Where shall we set the bounds? Transgress in a small matter, and look upon it as no particular sin on our part, and the conscience becomes hardened, the sensibilities blunted, until we can go still further and perform quite an amount of labor and still flatter ourselves that we are Sabbath keepers, when, according to Christ's standard, we are breaking every one of God's holy precepts. There is a fault with Sabbath keepers in this respect, but God is very particular, and all who think that they are saving a little time or advantaging themselves by infringing a little on the Lord's time will meet with loss sooner or later. He cannot bless them as it would be his pleasure to do, for his name is dishonored by them, his precepts lightly esteemed. God's curse will rest upon them, and they will lose 10-fold or 20-fold more than they gain. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. God has given man 6 days in which to work for himself, but he has reserved 1 day in which he is to be specially honored. He is to be glorified, his authority respected. And yet man will rob God by stealing a little of the time which the Creator has reserved for himself. God reserved the 7th day as a period of rest for man, for the good of man as well as for his own glory. He saw that the wants of man required a day of rest from toil and care, that his health and life would be endangered without a period of relaxation from the labor and anxiety of the 6 days. The Sabbath was made for the benefit of man, and to knowingly transgress the holy commandment forbidding labor upon the 7th day is a crime in the sight of heaven which was of such magnitude under the Mosaic law as to require the death of the offender. But this was not all that the offender was to suffer, for God would not take a transgressor of his law to heaven. He must suffer the 2nd death, which is the full and final penalty for the transgressor of the law of God.